There we go, recording the show. All right, good, good. Turn all this stuff over here. Check a little rummy.
Hi.
Hey, Robbie.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You're all settled in England?
Yeah. Everything is fine. New job is also going well.
Good.
Jan, even though I'm not attending the calls or doing anything as a procedure, but I'm observing in myself, right? The fundamentally, my identity is associated with the basically with my body. So whatever I do in my job, right, the fear I undergo, that is deep rooted to my body. If I don't get recognition in the job, I'm able to see, certain subconscious or thing, how it is driving me or compelling me to do certain things. Among those, first thing, the very, very forceful one is how much I try to convince as a mind, this knowledge that I am that ultimate truth, whatever master told. Fundamentally, this fear will come back, I may lose job or people might not recognize me. So such that, I won't survive for longer. So this idea that, I am the body is deep rooted, in me. So that's what I have been observing. So I get scared and I just check, what happens, if I don't get it. Then I realize that, if I don't get it, eventually I'll be going to die, deferring of the food or not recognizing by the group such that, I'll be alone. So the survival being alone is very lesser. That means the body is going to perish. I may not get married or I may not get companion. So what does it mean? That means I'm the body. So if I don't have the companion, if I don't beget the children, then this is the end of the story. So I'm trying to be honest here,
Understood.
This is what's happening.
This is what Maharaj said, due to long association with the body, it's not easy to get rid of this false idea that you're a body. Your body is very interesting. You, the formlessness, are fascinated with this body form because for the first time ever, you know yourself. There was no knowing this, and now there is. Now you believe yourself to be a body in a world, but you're not. And if you remain with your selfless self, these thoughts come and go. These things come and go. I can tell you that as far as work goes, I remain with my selfless self. Of course, there's a knowledge of, there's something to do in this moment. So there's there's an action in the moment, spontaneous action, leaving it, and there's no thought about it, either beforehand or afterhand. There's no concept of doership. It's just a spontaneous movement. And there is it's like The formlessness is then seeing, okay, there's something to do, and then receding back. And you're always formless, but you'll have some fascination with what seemingly needs to be done in the moment. Not so heavy involvement, though. And I can tell you for my own self, tomorrow, my boss and I are sitting for a review, and he's gone on and on and on about how I helped with this and how I did this and how I worked with this. And it's an excellent review. But there's no one here to take credit for that. Each moment that's on that paper was a spontaneous action in the moment.
But John, yes. No, go slow here. See, if you are in front of your boss, but if I'm in front of my boss, right, I sit with the idea that I'm the Rami, you know, who is part of this body,
you know because of
this,
right,
this tension's creeping, you know, with that idea only I listen, with that idea only I'll interpret the information.
You know, that's not true. And if at all, if you're still fascinated in belief in the body, then pay attention to the space in which both of these bodies are appearing. And that'll calm the mind right away. Because here you are in the room with your boss. And if you believe that I and my boss are separate, then there's going to be some tension. But if you pay attention to the space, you can still answer questions and relate quite well. And you know that in this space, these two objects are appearing, and the space I am. Of course, you're more subtle than space. This is just an example. There's two objects within your own self, and that you have a fascination with one of those objects as I am Rami, and this is happening with Rami. But in reality, you're the formlessness in which these forms are playing. You can see the same when you lay down at sleep. This dream world is projected formlessly. And within the dream, you can sit there and be talking to your boss. But you absolutely know that these two forms are appearing within the formlessness that you are, because the dreamer is laying down, if you identify with the body, is sleeping, and the formless consciousness is then creating this scene. And your identification is, I'm Rami in this side of this dream, but you don't know it's a dream. You're here using a body form because you have interest in a specific body. In reality, both of these forms are coming out of your own self. And you may actually dream that your boss says, you know what, Rami? You are the worst worker. I hope you didn't rent your place in India, because you may be going back. And yet within this dream, within this bubble of your own dream, you wake up and you're like, whoa, that seemed a little intense. But nothing was happening. And it's the same here. And yet you'll find yourself, everything that you're trying, that you see, your mind is like, as Maharaj says, it's a flow of thoughts. And you're getting identified with thoughts, which then build other thoughts. Concepts that birth multiple concepts until you're completely lost. The first concept being, I am somebody. You're the formlessness. It's just like the space in the room is aliveness. And suddenly this aliveness, this energy, is fascinated with this body form. And from the perception of being a body, sees all this stuff and forgets that I'm the space. Because there, when I say forget, I never knew myself as the space. So I immediately discard this idea of ever being formless, and because now I'm in form and I see other forms and I relate to the forms and I forget. And that's why Maharaj says we're refreshing the memories, or so that I am that. Mantra, remaining with the selfless self until it becomes second nature, that you're just formlessly formless. No thoughts about your own self, because there's no self to think about. Yes, you're in the moment, you're typing, and there's typing going on. So the space in the room is using a body form to type some stuff, but all of those activities are occurring within your own self, within that space in the room. And as far as getting a wife or not getting a wife or having kids or not having kids, how can you in this moment do anything about this?
That's the, you know, the problem, right? So the when the this idea of self is operating, all the rationale is gone. Like, you know, now, like if I worry about something, it is not going to change, you know, my worry most of the times. But still I compelled to, or I'm driven to be tensed because there is no rationale, because the I, you know, the so-called I is operating there. See, the other time when I attended you, so something clicked, you know, in the very moment, there is, you know, something subtle, you know, which is subtler than my experience. When I try to focus, right, my mind ceases for a moment or maybe very, very fraction of the moment. At that time, there is no intellect, nothing. But when the intellect comes, that understanding gone. That, you know,
see,
whatever.
This is not true. This intellect is just a layer on your presence. And it can be discarded. Maharaj has talked about, and Nisargadatta Maharaj uses the example of the tenants in the building. And as you remain with your selfless self, and you're getting deeper and deeper with your selfless self, it's just like the tenants in the building. You know, the intellect, the mind, all these guys, they've been rooting and staying in your house, rent free. And now you're saying, oh, no, 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 you're not going to use my energy anymore. You have to go. Well, as they go, they kick holes in the wall. They curse you. They, you know, they rip up their contract and throw it at you and they curse you. And you're there and you're like, okay, but you guys got to go anyway. Regardless of all this noise you're making, you got to go. Because I know myself in a real sense now. You're no longer going to rent my space. You're using my power. I cut this power. Just like what happens when the electricity is cut off in your house. Do any of your appliances work? No.
The way now it is being described, it looks like a process or intellectual process. But when it comes to the actuality, it's more subtler than process. It's like not a process, you know. It's like going beyond all the things. So
you have to remain with your selfless self and remain with mantra. Since you're so identified with the body, use that body to do mantra, because that's the whole purpose. Okay, I think I'm a body. So Maharaj has says to remove this illusory concept of being a body, I mantra. And I don't just sit here like this in meditation, mantra, all the day, constantly, especially in front of the boss. I did this long time ago. I would sit and be with the boss or somebody or in some situation, and I would start repeating mantra and listening and then breathing along with mantra. They don't know what you're doing, but you're clearing yourself so that then when they're speaking, there's a much cleaner interaction because there's no like buzzing coming through the mouth. And this is very important. And even nowadays, if you're stuck in traffic or something, you can just pause. And if you believe yourself to be a body, then do mantra. If you know yourself as the formlessness, then listen to the mantra running naturally through this body form. Almost like a flute. You know, you just listen. Oh, there it is. Mantra. Remain with myself. This thing seems to be happening, but I'm an invisible, anonymous, unidentified identity. I'm not this body form. I was not this body form. I never am this body form. I'm the formlessness with some interest in the body form for a time. And then my interest goes out to the totality because I know that everything is within my own selfless self. And these are just projections, basically. Forms are being created and destroyed within this formlessness that I am. And my power, my energy is running this whole show. Spontaneously, though. Just like in dream tonight, you don't sit there and say, okay, before I go to bed, I'm going to dream about a lake. And then you sit there and as you're dreaming, you piece together the lake like a Lego set or something. You say, okay, now there's going to be grass. Then there's going to be some water at the lake. I think it'd be nice to have some little people walking. Maybe somebody's walking their dog. We're going to put picnic benches around the lake. No, it's spontaneous. Just poof, lay down and sleep. This knowingness comes and projects something to know. Oh, look at all this stuff. Now I'm dreaming. But I didn't choose this. It's spontaneous. And it's formless. You know it's formless. After you wake up, you know this entire dream and everything that occurred within it came from nothing and appeared as something only for a time.
Would you tell me one thing here? So if we are, yes, you know, part of a dream, so now are we part of the single dream, or are all the images projecting here, you know, is having its own
dream? We are formless. And all form is appearing within that formlessness that you are. And you really have no contact with this world at all, because how? It's just appearances and disappearances within your own selfless self. That's why Maharaj says the world, it's a long dream. Because you're right now fascinated with a body form and you see a world. And after the body form can no longer sustain the essence, you won't see a world. But there's nothing to see. And there's no seer. Because everything that's seen is absolutely illusion. We keep thinking that this illusion is somehow real and we're removing it. And it's not true. It's much like the space in this room.
Yes. And I'm getting, you know, the way, you know, you tell, I could sense that, you know, except that I are one reality or whatever that ultimate truth.
And throw all that concepts away, because there's no words. There's nothing.
Okay. The space in the room. Everything is nothing. Yeah. So that means even the... Everything is nothing. But, you know, because of certain kind of sense, like, you know, pain, pleasure, principle.
Because of an interest in the body form. It's an interest in a body form. The space in the room has interest in a body form and then starts to believe I'm this body in this world and entertains this concept. It's not true. And the space hasn't changed. Maharaj has said the space in the ashram, the space in the toilet. Walls come down, space is space. All the people doing bhajans within the space is not affected. They're objects within the space. Now, how's this space going to be born or die? No, the space clicks with the body and you say I, and from this perception of I am somebody else, you create the concept of birth and death. You create the concept of time. And then, of course, there's other people who are happy to add on extra concepts. And before you know it, Rami is born as more than just a thought within the formlessness. You're Rami. This is me. But that's not true. You're the space. You're the space now. You are the space when the dinosaurs were here. You are the space... 4,000 years in the future. You're the space. That's it. You're formless, absolutely formless. You never had a form. It was a wrong identification, just like when you sleep. If you identify with a dream body and you see yourself get shot in the dream, and then you wake up. But nothing's happened. Nothing is happening. Because you're formless. Rami, you're absolutely formless. There's no Rami other than this lump of goo that is fed. That's why Maharaj calls this the food body. Rami is the label of the food body that the formlessness that you are is interested in for a time while this body is able to sustain the essence. And basically, it's just a telescope. And you, the formlessness, are seeing the illusory projection the same way as in a dream. You are formlessly seeing the illusory projection because of identification, not even so much identification, just an interest in a body and seeing from this body perspective. These are the wrong files. So they just need to be slowly, silently, and permanently erased.
So you're saying I took interest in the imagination.
Yeah, you're believing the imagination to be true. And worse, you're imagining terrible stuff. You know, you're like, oh no, I might never have a wife. I might never have children, but you're unborn. And you are suffering about this unborn child not doing well, or should it be doing better, or how I need to be doing. But you're the formlessness. Enjoy your formless nature, using form spontaneously in the moment, knowing that all these forms are you. See, when you remain formless, you break the interest in this specific form, and therefore the story of Rami is kind of severed because you're formless. You're no longer so interested in this form. Other than, like Maharaj says, do your job, do your duties, take care of your responsibilities. Just like I started going to the gym because I don't want this food body to be, you know, 60, 70 years old and not able to move and, you know, getting hip replacements and knee replacements, not to beat on anyone who's getting those. I just personally don't want this body to go through these things. You know, I see a lot of my friends, especially in the program, they get older and they're like, you know, so I said to myself, you know what, I'm going to go to the gym. But this is, again, this is a spontaneous thing. It was, number one, I had a gym membership from a couple of years. I just haven't been using it. And so I said, okay, I'm going to go to the gym. And I start to go. And there's no thought.
You'll stop at the gym.
Yeah, it's just end of the day, get in the car, go to the gym, work out. But it's all spontaneous.
I'm saying you don't find anything extra in the gym.
Find anything what?
Anything extra baggage in the gym.
No, because I'm exercising formlessly. The food body is going through and doing some exercising. And I put headphones on, so there's music going, so there's no identification that John is working out or anything like this. It's just some activity is going on. Because the identification is the space. And if you look at it, even if you look at it in the smallest sense, like the gym, don't look at the whole world, just look at the gym and see, oh, all of this is within my own selfless self, including this body form that's doing this exercising. All of these body forms are that selfless self. They're within myself. And then you can kind of grow. I remember one time before seeing Maharaj, I was sitting at a buffet and the music was going and I was looking around and I started to get this concept of like all these people were appearing as if it was a dream and everyone was you. And then I looked out the window and it expanded even further. And I was like, oh, this was after I started reading I Am That in preparation for seeing Maharaj. And it was like, oh, okay. And this is the reality. Rami, there's no Rami. There's formlessness. And if you remain formless, Rami will happily do what Rami is doing, but you'll know there's no deed, no doer. And this mind flow, you won't be identified with as something needs Rami doing. And yet things will be done spontaneously in the moment.
Yeah, and the problem here is when the
There's
experience
no problem. How's the formless you going to have a problem?
Yeah,
only by problem. Identifying with form. Don't do that.
Yeah, but that is happening. In the see, you said earlier, just few seconds ago, if you are be as formlessness, then as then the Rami, this entity continues as Rami. It doesn't bother whatever happens with this entity Rami. But the problem is this in the this whatever this entity is undergoing, in that undergoing, right? That is happening, you know, around a pseudo entity or as I am undergoing, you know, this whatever this Rami entity is undergoing, that is considered as I am undergoing. You are saying that instead
Remember,
of you are undergoing, see
Rami
yourself
is,
as formlessness.
Rami is not an entity. This Rami that you're identified with is nothing but a lump of goo that you've been feeding and it's been growing.
But
it's not an entity.
Okay, but that is, you know, is taken as the, you know, I instead of the formlessness you are referring. So if you consider this as the formlessness, this I sense instead of being, you know, are being seeing myself as the formlessness, I'm seeing this whatever the imagination as myself. As long as that is happening, then I am bound to suffer.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you go into the mirror in the bathroom and you see the reflection in the mirror and you believe that that's you, there's going to be disturbance. But it's not true. Just like if you look at yourself in the mirror and then you were to open and do something. The image in the mirror is getting distorted, but you are not. There's not, this is just the projection. See, you're getting so caught up in the projection and forgetting that you're the projector. All of this is projected on your spontaneous presence. You know this. Maharaj has said this. The books have all said, accept your selfless self. There's no God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no master. Nothing's there. Now, what does that mean? It means prior to beingness, nothing was. After leaving the body, nothing is. The example of the dream, this nothing creates a dream world, which appears to be something, and then goes back to nothing. And you wake up and you say, oh, all of this dreaming world was false. And you do the same now, you know. You can discover and, quote, wake up from the dream right now just by knowing yourself in a real sense. How can anything affect this? Even if this supposedly takes form, it's just appearance. And where is it taking form? Within your own self. Where else is there to take form? Where else is there to do an activity other than within your own self? Because you're all that is. There's nowhere else. There's, again, like Maharaj says, if at all you want to compare yourself to space or sky. There's no birth, no death. And this body-based existence that we all say, oh, we're enjoying so much. I'm sure we enjoy dreaming and being in the dream too, unless it's like nightmare. And then we say, oh, I hope this dream ends fast. But good dreams and bad dreams. And as Maharaj says, who's video shooting the dream? If you wake up, you say, oh, I had a good dream, or oh, I had a bad dream. But you know yourself in a real sense. I was never that little dream body in that little dream scenario. That arose from my own self. Formlessly, obviously, dream consciousness creates this world. And now the same consciousness creates this so-called waking world. you're formless. Invisible, anonymous, unidentified identity, that you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jan, you know.
See, you don't believe. You, because if you truly believed what the master had said and all the books you've read and all this, you would make this a full-time job to discover, because this is the great news. You are the reality. You're not this little body form. Now it's up to you to discover this truth and then put it into practice with this discovery. The next time something happens, no, this appears to be happening, but I'm going to remain with myself as self.
Yeah. When you are saying now.
Sorry, Ron. I was just thinking how sadly the experiencer of this waking dream will never, ever, ever be able to look back at the absolute and say, okay, observe from the absolute. You cannot ever imagine figuring this out from the eyes in your skull. You can't grasp what Guruji Jan is saying through the eyes that are in your head. It must be that third eye that contemplates these words. You know, Rami, because if we are talking about the experiencer experiencing something and we keep saying we are formless, you can be stuck there. You can get stuck there in the experience, fall in love with the knower of the experience and just observe that, you know, but not from your eyes, not from the eyes in your skull, you know, from that silent. That silent observer, the one that does not participate. But at the same time, you have to use this dreamer to follow that intuition, you know, because that silent observer will not show you the way. It won't talk to you, you know. We need people like Guruji Jan to point, you know. So try to figure out if you're just stuck in this loop of the body, or you're actually observing the body, you know, because the mind will observe the body, man. You know, it will observe it and you will think it's spontaneous, but you would just be stuck in a loop. But we can't forget about the dream character. We're here. That's, you know, thankfully I can see you guys, you know, we are still visible.
Yeah, Paul, see, the problem is now the listener, the whatever the master says, Mara says, the invisible listener, speaker, one and the same. But that invisible is somehow beyond the my rational, my intellect, this mind or intellect body. So in a way, the way I understand that I, even though things happen through it, because but it's not the one causing it. It's beyond, and it doesn't do anything. Now the problem is this pseudo entity or pseudo the world. Now this listening or comprehension, everything is happening to this mind or this imagination only.
Of course, if
that, you know, invisible listener is the one, you know, restoring the things, or is the one reacting, then it's definitely not the truth, because it is having some kind of you know, nature, if it you know, able to hearing, restoring. But that fine reality, whatever is being heard, that's beyond all the traits. So now the one who is restoring, that is stuck in the loop.
There's no getting stuck. Let's learn. Buried, forget about this concept. No stuck, no nothing, 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 no stuck. As Maharaj says, you're in the circle, the illusory body-based circle, and you have to break out of this circle. Everything that you're talking about is within this concept I am a body. I am somebody. What you just said is that can't be ultimate truth and this and that. Nothing can be ultimate truth because all of this is an appearance, an illusion. You are the ultimate truth.
Getting it, John. But, you know, that final conviction is not coming. You know, now you are saying this is illusion.
Just to know no when final I'm just conviction. To whom is this final conviction? Conviction is, again, just a body-based... You came along with this word conviction when you came along with the body.
Yes.
Your understanding is intellectual because of the body-based existence when I have conviction that I am not the body. But this is not true either. This is, again, within that circle of illusion. All of these things are for you to deconstruct this conceptual understanding that Rami is somebody. And while you're believing yourself to be Rami, you are using concepts to deconstruct this concept of being Rami. And that's why Nisargadatta Maharaj has said too, remain with I am. It's just die, as Ramakant Maharaj says. Just die. Because this will allow you to know all the secrets. Because this presence that can be felt very, very strongly, the entire world projected from this, yes? And now, since presence is known or knowable, since we have this body form available, you can feel this sense of presence. You remain just seeing this sense of presence, not seeing with the eyes, seeing with presence, consciousness with consciousness. Now, all of these problems that you were speaking about, work and all that kind of stuff, so far removed because it's just presence. Presence with presence. And then it reveals all the secrets because you're more subtle than this presence in which the entire world is appearing. There's nothing. So all of the, you say, how is this world illusion? Well, when you know yourself in a real sense, it's just, it's so hard to even try and grab a concept to believe that you're something that could be affected by this. I mean, consider that if the space in the room was looking and knowing itself as the space in the room and just using this body to see inside itself, and you said, if the body goes, what happens? The space is unaffected. If all the whole house burns down, what happens? The space is unaffected. Where's this concept of time? Space is unaffected. What happens if there's no objects within the space? The space is unaffected. How far does this space expand? This concept doesn't make sense to the space, knowing its space. Where is this space not? Well, since everything is within the space, there's no place